Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The two-month-old cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria rapidly disintegrating. United States is trying to expand cooperation with Russia. In fact, Moscow and Washington attempting to reinforce localized ceasefires in Latakia and a Damascus suburb. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo. Rescue crews in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, killing at least seven people, trapping an unknown number of others. A spokeswoman for the Kenyan Red Cross said authorities don't know how many people are trapped in that rubble. Large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of the city that made it difficult for rescue teams trying to reach the scene. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their role in a deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. It also concluded the incident was not a war crime, finding is consistent with a preliminary investigation. This is VOA News. The first death related to the mosquito-borne Zika virus has been reported here in the U.S. A Puerto Rican man in his 70s died from internal bleeding related to a rare immune reaction to Zika. Three similar Zika-related deaths have been reported in Colombia. Puerto Rico has been facing a widespread Zika outbreak for several months. Zika-related deaths in adults are considered extremely rare. U.S. Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has taken his campaign to the state of California. He bypassed hundreds of protesters late Friday outside the California Republican Party's annual convention.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence and... Oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
More than 300 demonstrators swarmed outside the hotel near the San Francisco airport, forcing Trump to crawl under a fence to get into the hotel. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton remains the front runner and is about 9 points ahead of Trump in the polls should the general election be held today rather than in November. And Russian authorities are seeking greater control of information on the Internet, Moscow hosting first-ever forum with China's top Internet censors, including the so-called father of the Great Firewall of China. President Obama and his wife Michelle hosted the fifth annual International Jazz Day concert at the White House Friday night. Mr. Obama greeted everybody with a story about famed trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie.
In 1964... Dizzy Gillespie ran for president. This is a true story. And he said, when I am elected president of the United States, my first executive order will be to change the name of the White House to the Blues House. So tonight, we're going to do right by Dizzy. We are turning this place into the Blues House.
Some of the artists who performed Friday included Aretha Franklin, Hugh Masekela, Herbie Hancock was there, Al Jarreau, Diana Krall, Sting, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Chick Corea, Terrence Blanchard, and Buddy Guy. And the New Orleans Jazz Festival continuing into its second weekend. Big name acts this weekend include Paul Simon, the rock band My Morning Jacket, and singer-songwriter Lauryn Hill.
That's the latest world news from VOA.